It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back here on the morning shift in our 7 o'clock hour, it's brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
It's a gloomy day outside. It's Michael's birthday, so it's very gloomy.
Jokes. This guy's got jokes.
Who, me? I'm not funny. Everybody on Twitter will tell you that.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. You know, I have a secret Twitter that I just used to...
A burner?
Just to get, you know...
You got a
just
burner
to,
account?
Just to rile you up.
I, you know...
Tweet you incendiary things.
Incendiary.
I just wanted to say that word.
Incendiary. Have you ever seen Almost Famous, the
yes,
movie?
Yes, it's been forever.
He uses that word, and he can't get it right at first. Like, the main character in that movie, he's trying to use it to impress someone. And he says it like three times, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much how I have to say it because I can never get it right the first time.
I almost questioned I'm like, I hope I actually said that right this time. and I did. I thought about it for a second. So this is not incendiary. Now I can't say it. I can't say it.
Incendiary.
But there are a lot of news coming out from the NFL owners' meetings, and of course, Arthur Blank there, and he spoke with the media. And this tweet comes from D. Orlando Ledbetter, Uncle D. Led for the AJC, who covers the Falcons. He said that Falcons owner Arthur Blank said the draft will be focused on defense.
Hopefully not shocking to anybody. When the tweet came out about the Kelvin Banks, you know, the coaches were out there checking out Kelvin Banks, I was like, I'm sorry, what? Because that's how I feel like Arthur Blank's saying the same things that I feel like it should be, right? You'll be focused on defense. We talked about all the defensive coaches at the combine. But does this mean every pick's going to be a defensive guy? Probably not. But I love what Arthur's saying. I love the direction that he thinks that this, you know, this thing is going, and how the staff is evidently pointed. So, sign me up, Arthur.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Do you think that maybe he could say focus on defense after we take a left tackle?
Exactly.
Or
exactly.
Maybe focus on defense out the gate.
I think that when you hear that, and like when I heard that yesterday, I think it was either Dylan either told me or I was listening to Dukes and Bell and I was at the gym, and I go, okay, Okay, that's cool. So your first thought is, okay, defense. That's what you're going the first round, right? But then when you think about it, they focused – newsflash, y'all. They focused on defense last year in the draft.
I was thinking the same thing, dude. Focused on defense last year.
Michael Penix at 8, and then it was D-lineman. Save me with that automatically mean, not you, but anyone, all of us out there thinking that save me with the, that means the first round pick will be a defensive player. It doesn't, Tiff. You're right. It does mean that it absolutely means that it's open for business that they could take Will Campbell won't be there, or Kelvin Banks probably won't be there either. With according to, you know, Mike, what you said yesterday, with the 15th overall pick, if they are even picking there, and it doesn't mean any of that. It just means that they have 5 picks, Mike? First,
right,
a second, a fourth, and 2 7s.
That's correct.
That means they could have 3-2 or 4-1. Or they could have 5-0 and 5 defensive picks in their offense.
Let me just speak something in here real quick before you guys keep going. Falcons coach Raheem Morris also noted, this again coming from D-Led, that they have seen some of the nation's top edge rushers and offensive tackles.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure. Yeah, sign me up. Sign me up for both, but I've had a lot of people we talked about Kelvin Banks at length yesterday and whether or not he was really worth a 15th overall pick or whether or not the Falcons were in a position to make him the 15th overall pick. I don't believe so. But it's like we talked about yesterday after Bill Barnwell's article of trading back and adding picks. And, you know, Barnwell highlighted that, you know, that he had a possible trade where you move back to 22nd and you add a third and a fourth. Dude, sign me up 10 times out of 10. Like, sign me up 10 times out of 10 because I think that the depth is there probably at both of those positions to where 7 spots is not going to crush you in terms of the type of prospect you're going to get. And it's going to be all about development anyways. I keep trying to tell people this. Develop, 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 develop. Screw getting the pick right. Go develop whoever it is you bring on board. But yes, trade me back and get both of those positions. I'm good. The question then becomes, what happens at 15 between those two spots? And it's like we've said till we're blue in the face. Let me get an edge rusher.
Yeah, I'm so on board with that. And go back to thinking. Now think about it this way. Imagine if Kirk Cousins doesn't get you a tampering. Imagine if Braylon Trice doesn't tear his ACL and you don't maybe you don't go trade the third round pick for Matthew Judon. And imagine if you're better than you were last year, you'd have been picking at 22 anyways with that number of picks. And that was kind of what you were – the point I'm making is that's where this time last year when you drafted Michael Penix, you thought you would be anyways in the mid-20s back.
Yeah.
So I think you already had that mindset. I would love it. And I think you're spot on with the depth of the – if you've only looked, or if you've looked the most at edge rushers and offensive line and tackles in this, that's where you've spent the most time, the most of your effort, which I'm not 100% believing, but that has played out with some of the visits, Tiff, and some of the people they talked to at the combine. Well, then you know those groups, and you're going to get you're probably feeling comfortable if you made that trade with what you would get there anyways.
Yeah. Well, you brought up an alternative series of events, right? Kirk doesn't get you the tampering. Let me throw
you win
even
a few more games.
Let me throw another wrench in there. How about this? How about Matthew Judon actually turns out to be what you thought he was last year, and you're signing him to an extension or signing him to another contract, and then we're not as worried about edge rusher. Like that's the two parts of this where it comes. You have to be able to develop these players and get them to play hard. It doesn't matter if you spend second-round pick on Ruka Roro. If you can't develop Ruka Roro, it doesn't matter. And again, you guys know where I come from this because I talk about it all the time. Oh, you know, we've drafted busts at edge. Maybe it's the Falcons. Maybe the Falcons can't develop the edge rushers or the defensive tackles or whatever it may be. So that's what my focus will be on. If you draft Kelvin Banks, fine. Develop him as a right tackle, and he better be starting day one at right tackle.
Yeah, well, I've told you if you draft a tackle in the first round, then the next day to me is cutting Caleb McGarry, and that guy's the automatic starter. I don't want to hear develop. I'm sorry, you save $14 million, and I like Caleb McGarry. I think Caleb McGarry is coming off his best season as a pro. But the reality is, where I'm at, that $14 million, if I'm going with a tackle in the first round, I can do a lot with that $14 million.
Yeah, I agree. I was trying to think of this because I know we talked about this a little bit yesterday, that Caleb McGarry has to be your first cut after you draft a tackle. I can't remember who was it at the draft like 15, 20 years ago where they drafted a quarterback. And there, like, the starting quarterback for that team was like on the ESPN set, and he was like, "I can't wait to work with this guy." And then they let him go like 24 hours later. The guy who was sitting there, who was that? I was trying so hard to think about that yesterday, and it was just a straight up like, it wasn't Eli going to New York. I can't remember who it was, but it was just a very like strange, like, "Can't wait to work with this guy." Wow, that's weird. I'm sitting at the desk and they drafted another guy at my position.
Oh my gosh.
And then I could not think of it. That's the vibes I'm getting.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call. Because right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
No, it wasn't him. I keep wanting to say Tannehill when they draft, but he wasn't. I don't believe he's ever on anybody's set. I know that wasn't the case, but I keep wanting to say that.
I don't know.
I'm going to try to.
Well, I can't think of who it was.
Bo Stradamus is working on that.
He's on the mouse right now.
See the glow.
I mean, I'm trying. I'm trying. Just give me a minute.
Okay. All right, we'll give
that's
going
to bother
we'll
me. Anyways.
We'll keep going.
Turn the page.
And Kirk Cousins, of course, I know it's almost like beating a dead horse, but this is the time of year. And, of course, Arthur Blank was asked about it, and he did tell the media there that he did spend an hour on the phone with Kirk Cousins and took 5 pages of notes. He said, "Kirk understands the situation. He understands our situation. He understands that we've committed a lot of funds to him over a period of time. Aspirations had been from his standpoint, from our standpoint, certainly he would play a couple of years, if not longer. Things did not develop that way."
Yeah. Can you guys sit here and theorize with me what that notepad said? Like, that's been one of my sole things about this. Is like, what did the notepad say? Okay.
I told you there were cliff notes. It was just a sticky pad.
Number one, wants to be a starter. Number two, thinks he has, you know, 3 good years left in his career. Number three, wants to go to a place that he feels like he can win. Number four, loves Atlanta. Like, I'm just sitting there going, what took 4 pages? What could this conversation have been that long about between the two of these guys where you're like, let me grab 5 pages of this thing and make sure I'm right. Like, did he write down every word Kirk said? And I am sure that it was a great conversation to have respect for, in terms of the way they go about their business. I thought that 5 pages of notes was so head scratching. Like, dude, what is it you were writing down?
Well,
and also, did Arthur have a note taker next to him? You know what I mean? Like, is he, like, he, I know that he can still work the pen, but look at
now
him next.
He's
like, write that
the
down.
Pen.
Write that down. Like,
but,
I'm pointing to the paper going, write that down.
What if it was one of those situations where they did talk about his future, right? And that was like 15 minutes of the conversation. And then the rest of the notes he took was on maybe, I don't know, opening up Chipotle restaurants or whatever. I mean, it could have been about anything. It could have been about anything. It could have been about his experience. You know, I know Kirk and his wife, Julia, have redone a lot of things in their house. Maybe it was about their experiences with the Home Depots in the greater metro Atlanta area. I don't know.
It could have been. But I will say, I did wonder if any of this conversation was about what Kirk wants to do after football. Like, hey, are you settling down in Atlanta? You got family down here. What do you want to do after football? Do you want to go into coaching or front office? Or, you know, Arthur's got his hands on everything in this city. I was just curious, like, hey, stick around here for, you know, we restructure you, get a couple more years out of you, then maybe, hey, look, you know, I can put you in at this or that or whatever else you want to do in the future in this town. I just, like, there's so many caveats to a conversation between a guy that just got benched as your starting quarterback that you owe, whatever, $40 million to, and the owner of a team that, you know, has moved on.
Well,
from
let me ask, we all on the outside, right, are like, okay, Penix is probably the starter next year, right? But we haven't heard that be proclaimed
no,
yet.
No, Raheem
right?
said that.
Or he did say that. Okay.
He said it at the combine. He was like, at the combine, he was asked that specifically.
Okay.
And he was like, no, Michael Penix is our starter going forward. But to your point, Tiff.
Still could let him compete. If he can't go anywhere, what's going to, you know?
What happened? I mean.
Not saying he takes the job back or something.
I do wholeheartedly believe this is why they are in the process of, we don't have to do anything. Because what happens if Penix, you know, rolls his ankle for four weeks, he's
out.
That's
what I'm saying. You've got this multi-million dollar quarterback on your roster. Like,
I think Emory Jones is the only other guy on your roster right now at quarterback.
Somebody tweeted me yesterday, could Emory Jones push Kirk Cousins for the backup role if he's still here? And I was like, no. In no world, unless you're so mad and you're so petty with Kirk Cousins that you want him to fill the wrath. But Emory Jones was brought in here as a scout team quarterback to mimic Jaden Daniels, and they just kept him on the futures.
And I know we have to go to break. I mean, maybe that conversation was just a lot of Kirk Cousins talking. I don't want to use this phrase, but like pleading his case as to why he wants to get out of here. Aside from just, you know, the whole starter thing has to be the catalyst for it, but you're probably trying to give more detail because, you know, the point I was just bringing up, yes, and I'm glad you said that, Raheem Morris did say Michael Penix is their guy, but who else is on the roster? So where else does that leave you now, especially, free agency, all this kind of stuff? Like, who else is out there to even try to get? And you can't get anybody because you're tied up in this contract.
Yeah, and that's the unique part of this, Steph. I think you're spot on when it comes to that, but I just... You know, I think there was probably a lot of conversation. Kirk saying, this is what I want. But I also wonder if there was like, if Arthur was like, hey, while I've got you on the phone, let me ask you about, you know, the meal line. I mean, what do you think about the travel arrangements? Hey,
well, maybe
while you're here, what do you think about the weight room?
Maybe he did. You know, see, that's the thing. Maybe he did ask him, hey, how did you like the improvements anyway? Did you vote for us, me as the
best
owner?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would love to know what those five pages of notes said.
What if he says, what exactly did you get us a tampering penalty for? Can we go over that? I want to know how to remedy that situation. Which, by the way,
dang.
The NFL apparently did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.